different.
There was a lot of tension on the strip.
Yeah.
With black.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, black hippies.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
If you didn't feel like you were being yelled at or in danger of going to jail enough, just there's this guy named Lyndon. Did you know Lyndon?
I don't know.
He's in that famous picture. Uh-huh. It's 14th and E Street. Yeah, that picture was at the Margaret Mitchell House.
Mm-hmm.
All those hippies.
He's the collector of
them. Yeah, with D. McCargo and all them.
And Lyndon, you know, he was gay, but he sort of didn't know it. He later went up to become one of the Coquettes.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Wow.
San Francisco. But,
I didn't know
so
that.
You would walk down the street with him, and you would definitely get some attention.
Oh, I'm sure.
Of the wrong kind.
Oh, yeah.
You know, besides not, are you a boy or are you a girl, but, you know, what? So then there was like this push, it was like a shooting gallery to go get some milk or something. If you wanted to go get some milk at 8 o'clock at night, it just got dark, you had to weigh the options. Is it worth the hassle to go out of 13th Street and walk up to the strip and go to that little store at 12th and P Street?
All right.
You know, is it worth the hassle? What's going to happen to me?
Yeah.
To get yelled at or get in a fight or get arrested?
Get shot at.
Yeah.
No.
Some guys jump out of a truck. Or.
I think I just don't need the milk. I'm just gonna stay here and listen to my blue cheer and peace.
Right.
So then gradually it became this thing, you know, people were saying, we're moving from 14th and 10th and Peachtree, we're moving. I said, where are you moving? He said, well, we found this place called Little Five Points, you're crazy. You know, you're crazy to move there. Because it was nothing
stone
but
rednecks.
It was nothing but rednecks.
Absolutely.
It was like
movies. This was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
It was like 40
years
ago. Yeah, 40
I lived there too.
Me too.
It was like,
that's right.
It was like a death patch.
Yeah.
You're going to move to Little Five Points?
Walking down McClendon could
good
be.
Luck,
take
you know,
your life
I'll take my chances.
Hands.
I'll take my chances here because at least when I get baseball bat in Midtown, I can crawl to somebody.
Crawl home at least.
I can crawl to some dump dealer and they will let me in. But.
Well, yeah. I remember not going into DeKalb County at all. It was like Decatur was forbidden land.
Well, the cops
you couldn't go
tight.
There.
No, you didn't want to go there.
Well, I was afraid to go there. You know, it was
but I remember telling people, having long, intense discussions, you should not move to Little Five Points, you know, because, A, you're diluting the community. You know, it's like the same circle the wagons mentality.
Yeah,
you know, strength in numbers.
Make
the hippies, the politicos. The transvestites,
right,
we're
the
all
gays,
together
right.
In this thing. You know, we can't start diluting ourselves out or else we'll just be swamped.
Well, guess what?
So then I went away to the farm. I came back and Little Five Points. I was like, wait a minute,
happened,
this is
man.
Really cool.
This is much better.
Oh, I remember when the pub
you
was...
You can have a yard.
Oh, I met that guy, the old man who kind of started the pub. That,
Don Bender?
Don Bender.
Yeah,
Don Bender.
Bond the other day.
Yeah.
And we were talking about you. He said, oh, yeah, she used to be a dancer.
Well, and Bond is the secret.
Whatever it was.
It wasn't Harry Treadwell.
Check your dog in the
bar. It was Harry Treadwell.
Small.
It was right there by the pizza places now.
They would lend money to odd people.
Very well.
And you didn't have to be married.
He didn't see Don Bender. It was Perry Treadwell.
Two women,
Harry
two men, whatever.
And Harry
they would lend money
Treadwell
to people for unusual businesses, things that other banks wouldn't even talk to.
They had
about.
A vision. Don Bender's a Quaker, and he had the vision of a meeting place kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. I know, it was a fabulous.
I remember walking by there, though, and it was stone redneck, and you look in, and there was a jukebox.
It was a Redwood Inn. It was a Redwood Inn.
The Redwood Inn, exactly. I didn't want anything to do with that place.
Lounge.
Redwood Lounge, yeah.
Yeah, it was funky.
Yeah, I lived right down the street from it, and so you'd be walking around the corner and be like...
Trying to make it as fast as you can.
Yeah.
Well, that's where Michael Oresti, his first night in Atlanta, had to go rescue his friend who had all his teeth taken out with a pool cue.
Oh, geez.
For just walking in the place.
Holy moly.
And some guy just bashed him with the end of a pool cue as he walked in the place.
This is a long time ago.
One of the best parts of working at the pub, I was a cook in the restaurant there, and so there were the little windows cut out above through the bar, so
George
they could
Nicholas.
See in and you could see out. And you could see the guys who got out of jail, and it had been there for about 2 or 3 years, because I started working there right when it opened, basically. And so for about 2 or 3 years, the convicts that got out of jail would come back to their favorite bar, and they'd be so amazed with these hippie chicks working there. And you know, nobody had a bra on, and they'd just sit there and go like this.